With SRN News, I'm Mary Rhodes. President Trump says there will be a complete U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. He was interviewed on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures.
We got a lot of ships, so we're bringing them up. We think that numerous countries are going to be helping us with this also, but we're putting on a complete blockade. We're not going to let Iran make money on selling oil to people that they like and not people that they don't like or whatever it is. It's going to be all or none, and that's the way it is. And it'll be, you saw what we did with Venezuela. It'll be something very similar to that, but at a higher level.
Economist Steve Moore urges patience as the Iran conflict plays out.
Stay the course, folks. This is painful. I don't like paying $4.25 a gallon at the pump, but it is going to be a temporary situation. And when we come out of this, hopefully we will have a more peaceful, more prosperous world.
Allies yank support for Democrat Sawwell's California governor run after sexual assault allegations.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his ex account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Sawwell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Sawwell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
At least one person is dead and six others wounded after a mass shooting at a Chick-fil-A in North Jersey on Saturday night. Police are still looking for a masked gunman who opened fire inside the restaurant on Route 22 in Union Township just before 9 p.m. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A lawsuit filed by a mosque in Plano aimed at preventing street preaching has been dismissed. The Epic Islamic Center filed suit over members of Heritage Grace Community Church gathering on nearby public property to hand out gospel tracts and Bibles to people heading toward the mosque. The plaintiffs point out in court that they were set up 500 feet away from the Islamic Center with a strip mall between them and the building. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Center for Small Town Jewish Life at Colby College is working to keep synagogues alive in rural areas. The center began a decade ago with a goal of supporting Jewish congregations that are far from big cities and has grown to run programs for more than 60 communities in over 20 states. The organization says that 1 in 8 Jewish Americans live outside a major urban area, and the center exists to help them thrive. This is SRN News. New Yorkers flock to a Manhattan park for a show put on by a flock of birds.
The American woodcock, a tiny bird that seemingly dances around, has become the star attraction in New York City's Bryant Park as hordes of onlookers stop by each day to see it, including Yale University professor Bill Rankin.
Oh, it's a very charismatic bird. I mean, it's goofy looking. It's got eyes that are always looking at you no matter where you are. It does this nice little dance when it's nervous. Having two of them together is a kind of nice little, romantic story of spring and everything.
The woodcocks are known to stop by Manhattan's Bryant Park every year as they migrate north in early spring. Julie Walker, New York.
A recent study says many Gen Zers are getting financial support from their parents. The 2026 Wells Fargo Money Study says 64% of parents with Gen Z children say their kids still rely on them financially. More details, SRNnews.com.